with this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 17th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, unfortunately, due to all the storms and weather we faced yesterday in the area, we do not have anything new to report to you as far as scores, results, and happenings around Plymouth County. Everything either got postponed or canceled yesterday. Those changes, by the way, have been reflected on our KLAM Sports Schedules page, which you can find on our website at KLAM1410.com. Regardless of any changes made to the schedule, they are up and available for you there. So while we have a little bit of time, we are very close to the start of the Drake Relay. That is coming up next weekend down in Des Moines at the Blue Oval. That also means the qualification cutoff is only a couple of days away, Friday night. If you have not gotten a qualifying time or distance for the Drake Relays by the end of your track meet on Friday night, it is tough luck for you. As of right now, we thought we'd give you an update on who is into the Drake Relays. This list of tentative qualifiers is obviously subject to change due to any track meets that are still to come this week. But we thought we'd give you a running update on how things are going. Starting with the girls qualifiers in Plymouth County in the 100-meter hurdles, Bailey Bouvie is set to qualify for the Drake Relays. I know I just said these are tentative and, of course, up for a change. Don't think Bailey Bouvie's is going to change. She currently possesses the fourth best 100-meter hurdle time in the state, getting that at the Sioux City Relays last weekend. So Bailey Bouvie should be a shoo-in for the 100-meter hurdles. As far as relays are concerned, the girls 4x100-meter relay teams from Lamar's and KPW-CRV are currently in the 96-team threshold to make the Drake Relays. That Lamar's team, run by Holly McNaughton, Maddie Hulls, Aubrey Lusing, and Stella Hector, recorded the 38th best time in the state. Earlier this week in Sheldon, the KPW-CRV team of Lexi Gilbert, Emma King, Rian Wright, and Julia Miletic, also in the qualifying field at the moment, 82nd in the state in the 4x100-meter relay. The girls' 4x200-meter relay of Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Maddie Hulls, and Sienna Cass are in for the moment. Their time could be hanging on by a thread, though. They are currently 22nd in the state. Top 24 qualify for the Drake Relays. In field events, we have a couple of qualifiers tentatively listed there. In the girls' long jump, how about freshman Kenzie Nia? She's having a great season for the Bulldogs. She is 14th in the state currently with the best of mark there, and top 24 get in the girls' long jump. In the girls' discus throw, we have Hinton's Lauren Kunkel. Her best throw of the discus currently ranks 16th in the state. Again, top 24 make it there. Again, that list is tentative and subject to change, depending on how track meets go the next couple of days. On the boys' side of things, we have a healthy list of qualifiers here as well. We have two tentative qualifiers in the 110-meter hurdles, starting with the best of the two. That'd be Bo Goodwin of KPW-CRV. He's currently 19th in the state in the 110-meter hurdles. Cole McCarty of Galen Catholic also, as of right now, would qualify for the Drake Relays. He is 25th in the state in the 110-meter high hurdles. Top 32 qualify in that. In the boys 4x100-meter relay, we've got two right now. Hinton's team of Will Hagstrom, Micah Robbins, Ty Jones, Daniel Blackwell, they seem pretty safe. They're 74th in the state. The top 96 get in. Lamar's Communities team, talking about hanging by a thread, Jaden Nelson with Ching Hosniong, Andrew Grant, and Israel Beltran, they are tied for 96. They are right at the cutoff point, 44.9 seconds. So either they need to make sure they can get that time better to maybe solidify their spot, or they need to hope nobody passes them up. But right now, two other teams are also tied for that final spot into the Drake Relays. So it'll be close for Lamar's. They need to compete at least one more time, try and get that time up if they want to make the Drake Relays. In the boys' high jump, we have a couple of qualifiers that I think should be a guarantee as well. Wanding Hosniong of Lamar's tied for the third best height in the state with his 6'7" jump that also tied the school record. Bo Goodwin of KPW-CRV, he's tied for the seventh best height in the state currently at 6.5 feet. Finally, the rounding out of the boys' throws in the qualifiers for the Drake Relay so far. Ian Blau of Akron Westfield is pretty safe as far as shot put and discus are concerned. Blau is fifth in the state in the shot put. He has the second best throw of the discus in the state currently. Also, right now, qualifying for the Drake Relays, if they were to cut it off at this point, that'd be Mitchell Schneff of MMCRU. He's got the 12th best distance in the state currently. Again, that list we just ran down for you is subject to change, of course, with some track meets still to come here the next couple of days, but the cutoff point is Friday for times to improve for teams and individual athletes to still make it into the Drake Relays field or for the potential to fall out. Once those relay qualifiers have been confirmed, we will relay them to you, no pun intended, some way, whether on Twitter at KLEM Sports or on air or online at KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look now at some boys soccer rankings. These came out earlier this week from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. These rankings will be used, as with baseball last summer, as with basketball and football, to determine seedings and things like that as far as postseason brackets and matchups are concerned. Starting in Class 1A, Grundy Center Gladbrook Rhinebeck is the number one team in the state. Iowa City Regina comes in at number two. Western Christian is the defending state champs. They are ranked number three. West Branch number four, and West Liberty comes in at number five. No other area schools of note in the 1A rankings. In Class 2A, Gilbert is unbeaten. They're the top team in the state. Bishop Heelan is number two, still to come against the Bulldogs as far as MRAC competition there. Davenport Assumptions ranked number three. Glenwood four. The Bulldogs will play Glenwood as well here this season. And Greene County is ranked number five in boys soccer in Class 2A. Over to Class 3A, Lewis Central claims the top spot. Des Moines Hoover ranked number 2. Adel DeSoto Minburn 3. Dallas Center Grimes 4. And Marion's number 5. The Spencer Tigers are ranked 8 in Class 3A. Finally, in Class 4A, Johnston's number 1. Dowling Catholic 2. Ankeny 3. Bettendorf 4. Waukee Northwest comes in at number 5 in Class 4A. Again, those rankings coming to us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association in boys soccer, and they will help kind of determine brackets and seedings and things like that. But one thing those rankings did show is that the Lamar's Community Boys soccer season is a juggernaut. They've already played the number one team in 3A, played the number one team in Nebraska, and still to come against Bishop Heelan and Glenwood, two teams that are also ranked as far as boys soccer is concerned. That will make the Bulldogs better in the long run. We take a look now at the sports schedule for today. There's nothing in Plymouth County, unfortunately, on this Wednesday, but there is some soccer in the MRAC today. It's all happening down in Sioux City. In girls soccer, Bishop Heelan's at Sioux City East, and Sioux City North is at Sioux City West. Boys soccer features Sioux City East at Bishop Heelan on a very light sports schedule for today. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.